Hello, everyone. Welcome to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. Excited to have my good friend, counterpart, everything Baxter, Danny Holmes, the mayor now of Baxter, not the chief, not the chief, but the mayor.
That's right. That's Hello, right. Ben.
Hey, Danny. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, sir. Glad to always be here with you.
I appreciate it. We haven't had you on since you became mayor, and we wanted to get an update on Baxter and see how things are going. It's budget season. All the good things budget-wise. But first, what's it like to be Mayor Baxter?
Well, of course, everybody knows that I was the police chief for right at 14 years and spent 30 years with the Putnam County Sheriff's Department. So, you know, I'm law enforcement. But we became the mayor. We've been there 8 months already, mm-hmm. man. That's hard to believe. Yep. It's been 8 months. And it's been challenging. Run the day-to-day activities of the city. And you talked about a budget. Well, luckily, we have passed our budget for 25-26. But it's been good. I've enjoyed it. I get to see everybody, and everybody wants to stop in and say hi. And my door is still always open, never be closed. And I just tell the citizens, if you've got something you want to talk about, come in. Talk to me. I'm there every day.
Are you there every day?
Every day.
Wow. That's good. Having a presence means a lot to people, you know, just being able to come by and see you and you being available. And of course, you've always been available to me. I mean, heck, I've never been told no by talking to you. So I think it's great to have that accessibility to the mayor, even though you're part-time,
sure.
right?
Sure, yes, you're it considered. Is a part-time yeah. job, but I'm usually there between 8 and 9 and usually stay between 4 and 5.
Yeah.
And even in your job, you know, there's a lot of meetings.
Mm-hmm.
We meet everywhere and meet with the chamber, and we meet with Upper Cumberland Development, and we meet with the mayors and Mayor Porter. It's just busy. It's usually a busy week, but I always want to have the time for not only the citizens of Baxter, but the employees.
Right.
I want them to feel like if they think something needs to be done better or we can improve something, come in, sit down, let's talk about it.
Have you had a lot of turnover since you started with employees?
No. One thing good about the city of Baxter, we've got wonderful, wonderful benefits. We pay, it's like I think it's up to about 12% of your Tennessee Consolidated Retirement mm-hmm. System. We pay 100% of your health insurance.
Right.
And as you know, being a county commissioner, it goes up every year.
It does.
And we've been able to absorb that, and that's what we want to do. So our benefits kind of outweigh some other things.
Has it been hard? I shouldn't say hard. The transition from being a department head at the city to being a mayor, has that been a hard transition for you? Is that
not really. I think that the employees of the city of Baxter, they didn't know what to expect. A lot of rumors, that during elections.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you wait till Danny Holmes gets there, he's cleaning house.
Yeah.
He's getting rid of every one of you, so you might as well just start looking for jobs. I never will forget the very first day I walked in, some of the looks that I got, and I just went individually and said, hey, nothing's happening.
Yeah.
We're not changing. You're not getting fired. Again, rumors. Like this was kind of a nasty election, I guess I could say. Just innuendos Danny Holmes is going to do this. Danny Holmes is not for growth. Danny Holmes is Danny Holmes, Danny Holmes. And I heard it throughout the whole community. But the people that knows me and knows that I am pro-Baxter, and you know that, they thought it was time for a change. And it's still kind of funny today when I'm in different areas and they go, you won on a write-in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, sure did.
Yep.
But you know, I mean, you talked about this early on. I never, ever thought that I would lose because of the community behind me. You know, when I left the job as chief of police, I didn't leave exactly the way that I would have wanted to, but it was time. It was time to leave and let new leadership come in. And it's been good. Actually, it's been good.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you, sir.
So I'll just go ahead and say that. And you just go and take it. Listen, I know you worked at the city for a while, but it's going to take you a little while to get used to the way it is to be mayor and all the stuff you got. I mean, you're right. There's the meetings you have to be at or are asked to be at, the ribbon cuttings, the meetings, all these things. That takes up a lot of your time. And I don't really know how it's a part-time position because you're really there doing it full-time, right?
Well,
people expect you to be at those meetings and those ribbon
cuttings.
That's exactly
right. And you know, it's the city of Baxter is a little bit different than some of the other cities. Like Allgood has a mayor, but they also have a city manager mm-hmm. that runs day-by-day yep. operations. Coogeville City has a mayor, but they also have a city manager. So, you know, I look at Monterey and Mayor Garcia, who's become a pretty good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I really don't know how he has a regular job and also the mayor, and they don't have a city manager.
Yeah.
It's amazing, and yeah. we talk about that every time we get together. And you know, I just feel like that even though it is a part-time position, I just feel like I need to be there like a full-time position, and that's what I've decided to do, and that's what I do.
Well, I appreciate the work you put into it. I mean, I'm not technically a citizen, but I feel like I'm a lifelong resident of Baxter. I live outside the city limits, but you know, I'm a Baxter guy, so I appreciate the work.
You know, what's funny, Ben, is Baxter – and you and I know this, is anywhere from Double Springs to Buffalo Valley.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It is. And they'll say, yeah, I'm from Baxter,
yeah.
and they live in Buffalo Valley.
Yeah.
Or they live in Double Springs,
yep.
or
yep.
they live in Turkey Hollow.
And I know you. Yeah, exactly. And I know you. You represent all those people.
That's right.
You're
right.
Working for all those people.
That's exactly right. You know, I had someone call me yesterday. They're on our city water,
mm-hmm.
but they actually live in Silver Point. And you know, it's still, you're still part of the city of Baxter because you still have our utilities. And, you know, we want to be there for everybody. You know yeah. that.
Speaking of water, how's it going? Have y'all, I know y'all did some things to start looking for leaks and find those leaks quicker and repairing those. How's that going?
Let me tell you something. So we do have a rehabilitation going now, and we using Portland Utilities, and they've done an outstanding job. They've come in and, you know, we've done pipe bursting. We've looked for leaks. We've done camera work. So everything is actually going good. I know that people complain just a little bit because they've dug in their yards. Hey, they dug up the mayor's yard, and I wasn't just happy with
right.
it. You know, I mean, I take pride in my yard, but they came back and they fixed it, and I want the citizens to know if you do have a complaint, just let me know and it will be fixed.
Yep.
And you know, they cut across our roads
mm-hmm.
And that's always something, that, you know, you go across through there and you got this big bump. But now I'm going to tell you something. They have come back. They have repaved where they cut across, and it is amazing how smooth it is.
So going down from the railroad tracks towards Baxter Primary, was that what was that water?
Yes,
water?
That's,
okay.
right. That's correct.
I know that took them a little bit, but it had to be done, right?
That's correct. And actually, that is a very bad area. We had actually concreted that. To make it you're kind of over a little bit of a sinkhole
mm-hmm.
there, and but Portland came in. Yeah, I agree with you, and it would be so funny. I'm like John Ramsey, who is our public works director. I'd say, John, is this the finished product?
Yeah.
And he'd say, no. I said, well, I'm glad, because I said my tires always bounce.
Yeah.
And you know that.
Yeah.
When we would go through there. But they've come back. They've done an excellent job. Jay Cumby, we've got him hired down at the sewer plant to do upgrades, upgrade pumps and lines. And things are actually, I feel like that this is a start. You know, we have many, many houses that has been approved by the city of Baxter. You're probably talking over 1,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, of course, those 1,000's not going to be here next week.
Right.
But they are coming.
Right.
And we're still working on bringing restaurants into Baxter. You know, I would give anything if we had a really nice sit-down restaurant out there at I-40. And,
yeah.
And I hopefully that's coming. And, you know, of course, I like to kid people and say, you know, Demos is coming here in a few weeks. And everybody, Demos? And I'm like, no, I'm lying. They're not coming. So
that's a cruel thing to say.
It really is.
That's a cruel thing to say.
It really is. But they get excited when they hear that.
Well, I mean, you know, Baxter people have always traveled into Cookeville to eat.
True.
A lot of the times. And we do have, you know, we've got a Mexican restaurant. We've got pizza.
Sure.
We've got Subway. We've got two pizzas. You know, we got Huddle House and McDonald's. I mean, we're not just without, right?
No.
But it would be nice,
you know,
if you had a couple more options.
Well,
at the
that is
especially.
True. And I have been contacted by Domino's, who is actually the ones that put the Domino's in Monterey.
Oh, okay.
So they actually bought the land by Napa.
Okay.
So that is their land. Yeah. Right across from the Love's truck stop.
Yeah.
So they're coming.
Okay.
I don't have a date, but they definitely are coming. So you're going to have a variety of pizza places. And you know, I think since the last time we talked, the Whistle Stop sold to Achilles Grill.
And they stay packed.
Oh, let me tell you something. It's Greek and American. And, you know, I'm not a Euro fan.
Yep.
But he sells a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
And
yep.
A lot of people comes down. Matter of fact, you know, he came to us from Sparta.
Yep.
And he has a following. They're traveling to Baxter now to spend their money.
I'm with Danny Holmes, the mayor of Baxter, here on Local Matters. We'll be back after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers with Mayor Danny Holmes, Mayor of Baxter. Glad to have you in, Mayor. Thanks for taking the time. Great information so far, talking about the growth of Baxter, and we haven't got to the budget yet, so let's just get to it. You had mentioned, first thing, that y'all did pass a budget for fiscal year 25-26. Did y'all do that this month in May?
We did that, and the first reading actually was in April.
Okay.
And then the second reading was in May, and You know what people don't understand is the city of Baxter is a very small town.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we've built it up some, it's still, you know, we rely on tax revenue and sales tax, and our sales tax has been down. Our building permits has been down. So it was a tough budget. We you know, trying to give raises to the employees. And that's one thing that we've all talked about, the city council. You know, our employees, they're our assets
right.
for the city of Baxter, and we want to take care of them. And, you know, unfortunately, we're only allowed to give them about 50 cents on the hour this year. And but what they'll tell you is every single year since I was there, we got a dollar on the hour.
Yeah.
So you know, they're not hurting actually in pay. And when we talk about the benefits, you know, the benefits sometimes outweigh what you bring home. Of course, you know, you depend on money. That's why you work.
Yep.
But they did get a raise, and there were some things that we kind of cut out just to you know, make it work. And you know, Ben, a budget is something you really don't know what to plan for in the
right.
coming year. You know, things may just start booming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, building permits, sales tax. I think people really kind of got scared with the tariffs. You know that.
Yeah.
And I know my son bought an airplane from China or somewhere, and he said, Daddy, there was a $130 tariff on that. And I'm like, oh, that's not bad. You know, you wanted it, you bought it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just kind of whatever you want. But I think things are calming down. I think I'm looking actually for some good growth coming. And, you know, I think last time I was here, you know, we were even talking about a grocery store. I hear that every single day. And, you know, when I was the chief and then the former mayor, we met with Food City, and we actually thought they were coming after the All Good store. Mm-hmm. And they still might.
Yeah.
We've got the perfect land right across from the dollar store. You've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
That land's ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I've got some people working on that. So, you know, and we don't want to take anything from our downtown. You know, the Baxter Byright, I guess I'm in there 3-4 times a week, and it just keeps us from going to Cookeville.
Right.
But, and we don't want to do away with that. We just want to give another variety.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think as Baxter grows, people want more options, right?
And there's right.
Listen, I've said this 100 times on this show. You and I serve to make the quality of life for people better. And that that comes in all different shapes, sizes, and your quality of life may be different than mine. But we're there to try to make quality of life for people better and make sure they're safe, they're protected, and they have things they need to survive and live. And so that comes in different shapes. And if people want more options, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, you obviously got to be able to afford the infrastructure and all that stuff, and you all have a plan and working on that. But Baxter's growing.
There's no doubt about that.
So we're going to have the infrastructure.
Well,
you know?
That is true.
But, yeah, it's growing, and that's not a bad thing. We love the small town feel. It's still a small town. Baxter's still – listen, it's going to be a small town as long as I'm alive.
Well,
right?
And that's true. And, you know, if you go downtown, there's nothing really changed. It's still – you know, I can remember walking those railroad tracks as a child.
Yep.
Over to Campbell's Byright,
yep.
Which is still there. It's
sure.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd walk the railroad track. I'd go over and get a bag of chips or a drink and a candy bar, and I'd walk back home. And you still see kids doing that. It kind of – it's funny when I'm driving around, I look at the youth, and I'm thinking, that used to be me.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be me.
Oh, yeah.
We've got our baseball fields. We've got our softball fields, soccer fields, football. And you know, one thing about Baxter, and I know you will agree with me, our schools. Let me tell you something. We've got the best schools in the county.
Yeah.
We've got the best staff. You know, we talked earlier off the air about our basketball team,
mm-hmm.
Bobby McWilliams.
Yeah.
First time in school history.
Yep.
State champions.
Yeah.
That's big.
That's great.
That's big.
Yeah.
As we're talking on the air now, our Upperman Bees baseball team.
Yeah.
They're down in Murfreesboro trying to win another state
sure
championship.
And, would you have ever thought that Upperman High School would have, eight state championships now? Eight or nine total?
No.
Like that's, I mean, growing up, when I was a kid and going to Upperman, we made it to the state semifinals in football my junior year, and we had a chance, and just, you know, we had some bad breaks in the game. But I never would have thought, you know, 20 years down the road or 30 years down the road, we'd have 9 state championships.
But let me tell you something. You go to Murfreesboro and you go to the state championships and you're looking at all these schools, larger schools than ours.
Yep.
And good athletes. Let me tell you something. When we played Tullahoma, I'm telling you, I was on pins and needles. And they wanted that state championship as much as we did.
Oh, yeah.
And but you know what? Them boys, they pulled it out. And I'm so happy for them. I'm happy for Coach Bobby and his staff and the seniors. You know, they're leaving a legacy at Upperman High School.
Yeah.
First state champions. And you know, we've just got – the thing about Upperman is – they might be good athletes, but they're good people mm-hmm. on and off the field. You
sure.
know that.
Oh, yeah.
I know when we go and give out awards from the city of Baxter, you know, they shake our hands. They're appreciative. They just and, you know, Baxter will always support our athletes.
Yeah. I mean, that's athletics has been a big deal for our community. We also value academics. We value that more than anything at our schools. That's why we are proud of our schools. But, yeah, it's one of those things where academics bring, or athletics brings the community together. And when you people travel to see your teams play, it's just a testament to see, you know, how much support they have.
Well, and that's true. And you know, another thing is we have first ever state champion wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We got like nine
that's
now.
Right.
And did we have a bowling championship when your son played?
We did. We did have a bowling championship.
Yeah, so, we're up there.
We're up there. And hey, these – I hear it all the time. Students wants to transfer to Baxter.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, I talked to a young lady who is actually graduating Friday night from Upperman that went 3 years to Cogwell High School.
Yeah.
And I kept telling her, why are you not at Baxter? Why are you not at Upperman?
Right.
So her senior year, she came down, enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And we're glad they did.
There you go. I have chief, or sorry, mayor. God, let me tell you something, mayor. You'll always be my chief. Nothing against the current chief. I don't know the guy. He says he's great. And, you know, it's, I don't know him. But you're always going to be my chief. I can't get over it.
Well, it's kind of
funny. You're my mayor now.
That's right.
You're always going to be my chief.
Well, so. It's kind of funny, Ben. I guess more people calls me chief than they do mayor, and that's okay.
Old habits are hard to break.
They are hard to beat.
Yep. I'm with Mayor Danny Holmes from the city of Baxter. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Mayor Danny Holmes, the city of Baxter. Glad to have him on. Great information. We've been talking about why Baxter is such a good place to be and live and go to school. We mentioned the budget. The employees got a raise. No tax increase, right?
No tax increase.
Obviously, you all consider capital projects. Y'all been working on some water line stuff we discussed. Is there anything else, Mayor, that's happening in Baxter when it comes to capital projects, any improvements y'all are doing?
Well, you know, we're wanting to bring more industry in, we are working on that, and hopefully we'll have an announcement soon on that, which will provide jobs for, you know, many people. I'm talking high-paying jobs. Mm-hmm. I think the minimum starting pay will be about $25 an hour. And, you know, I can't go into a lot of that yet,
right,
as you know how we have to keep confidentiality.
Yep.
But some of that is going on. You know, it's so funny. We forgot about Lovebirds.
Yeah.
Lovebirds Creamery.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about that. Coming right downtown Baxter, they're going to have homemade ice cream.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I think that's exciting, and we're looking forward to that. And
Who's doing that, Danny?
I think it's the Watts's.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it is. And some of Kelly, of course, Kelly Fitzpatrick.
Yep.
She was Kelly Watts.
Yep.
And so we're excited. You know, we still got the groomer down there, the doghouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I love just watching the dogs and the cats go in every day and become groomed, and they come out. And so we've got a lot of things going on.
Got the flower shop.
Got the flower shop. And you know, Lindsay Bruce just went before the Planning Commission, and now the house that's next to Nunley's will be a realtor office.
Oh, great.
We just approved that. So that's where their realty office will be. That's kind of exciting. And you know, we talk about drug stores. You know, we have Nunley Drugs, but we have Baxter Pharmacy, too. So, you know, all good people.
Yeah.
They're all good people.
Yeah.
And so I kind of, you know, I'm like you. Baxter will always have that small town feel to mm-hmm. me. And, you know, one thing that we are working on that when I became mayor, I'm automatically on the railroad authority.
Right.
And we want the train back.
Yep.
We want the train back. And if we can get that trestle down in Buffalo Valley to you know, improve it. And I know the winery, even though they're not in the city limits, Delmonico, They want the train back. Yeah. There's no doubt about
400 that. 400-something people coming into Baxter and the winery. That was big business for y'all,
that
right?
was big business. And our Harvest Festival,
yep.
the train would come up, bring 400 to 500 mm-hmm. people that would shop and eat and then get on the train. And you know, I rode that train, Ben, several times, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Kind of fun, yeah. especially going through Buffalo Valley, going across the bridge and back to Nashville. And so I'm hoping we can get that done here, maybe in my tenure. And just a lot of good things going on in Baxter. And, you know, people are wanting to move west.
Yep.
That's where they're coming. And it's so funny because, you know, even on my campaign trail, I thought I knew everybody in Baxter. But I didn't. And these people had moved in here from California, moved in here from New York, and just great people mm-hmm. who wanted to live in the city of Baxter.
Yep.
So we got it going on.
We do. And there's a lot to offer there. And again, it's small town feel, but it's growing. And for it to grow, you got to have people like you and those on the council that are willing to put the effort in to let it grow. While keeping that small town feeling. And you mentioned we have an ice cream shop. I don't know if we've ever really had one officially, just a solo ice cream shop.
No,
right?
We haven't.
That's pretty cool. I never thought I'd see that happen. You got other things going. And of course, you said Lindsay Hurt, that house was a Airbnb,
Lindsay Bruce,
right?
Yeah,
well, now
sure
they're turning
was.
Into a business.
That's right.
They're very successful. They know what they're doing. They provide a lot. So, you know, you have people that grew up there, went to high school there, that are investing back into their hometown.
That's true. And you know, we've got Jacob and Noah Hendricks is getting ready to put up a really nice restaurant mm-hmm. down on Broad Street. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. They transformed the old city garage. And I thought, man, they're crazy
yeah.
for buying that,
yeah.
you know. But if you look at that building, it's beautiful building.
It is.
And inside's coming along. They're not exactly sure yet what's going in there, but it's going to be a very nice sit-down restaurant with a patio on the back, and I'm excited about that for them. And so, you know, we got things happening, and we just want to continue the growth. We want to continue making Baxter better for you and I and everyone's family.
Is City Hall, are y'all outgrowing it, or is it still in good shape where you can be there for a while?
You know, the funny thing is about City Hall, Life Church, and I don't know if I'm supposed to let this out or not, but I'm going to. Life Church is buying the Monarch.
Yep.
And I am so thrilled. Pastor Houston Jarrett is just pro Baxter, and he'll pop in the office just about weekly saying, anything you need?
Yep.
Can I do anything for you?
Yep.
And they're renting out our depot every Wednesday night for their youth. And it's coming along. And I can't imagine parking on a Sunday morning worship, 500 people coming to church,
yep.
but we're going to make it work. It's like I told him. It's Sunday. Most, you know, Nunley's, the hairdresser, everybody is closed. So you've got that parking. We've got a little parking in the back. And then, of course, you got a huge parking lot there for them. So I think that probably will take over about January of 2026
okay.
officially.
Yep.
But they are using it, but they are just great people. They're great people. They are pro Baxter, and we're excited to have them. So there's just a lot of things coming up, and we just hope that we can provide for everything.
Are there any – I know we talk about the Harvest Festival always in September. Are there any other festivals or things happening before then?
Well, they canceled the Spring Fling this time, and I know a few people was upset. Let me tell you something. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, and when you only have 5 or 6 people that are willing to get out there and hands-on, it just – and, of course, Amy Allen was in charge of that, and that was the farmhouse, mm-hmm. which went out of business in Baxter. And so we just canceled the Spring Fling this time, and we'll get ready for the Baxter Harvest Festival. And that's always a fun time.
Yeah.
You know, it's always fun to walk the streets of Baxter. And, you know, we may be still the only little town that shuts it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, we get a few complaints, but I just think it's neat to not have cars coming through, you know, danger.
Yep.
And you know, I've seen Amy down there selling things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a old-timey fair atmosphere.
It really
is. And I enjoy stuff like that.
Well, I hope they always have it. That brings the community together. And then people visit from out of town. You know, we run into a lot of people. And, of course, this this September when we have it, it'll be political season. People will be out campaigning for the election next year. So
woohoo! Woohoo!
So you'll have a big crowd then. You'll have every candidate putting up a tent or at least walking around this time.
It is kind of funny when election time comes around and you and I have been there and everybody wants to come visit you then.
Yeah, so I think the last election we ran in 22, we were – well, it would have been 21 spring or
sure.
Harvest Festival, and you and I both are there. You were there for your job.
Sure.
And I was there because my wife was selling jewelry, and somebody
right.
came over and said, oh, yeah, you're here because of the election. I said, no, I'm here because she told me to be
That's
here.
That's right.
You know,
That's
I'm not
exactly
here out here campaigning.
Right.
I'm here to help her. So I just think it's funny how that works. I appreciate what you do for Baxter and the leadership you have. I know that running was – you went back and forth. You and I talked a lot about it. But your work as a commissioner with me and then your work as chief and your career in law enforcement, you know, I think it was a testament to your ability to be mayor. And, you know, the city had progressed before you became mayor.
Absolutely.
Right? The council and the mayor before had done a good job. And you're going to continue to do that. You still have the same council, pretty much?
Same council. Two of them just got reelected when I did. And then we'll have two running in 26. So here we go again.
Yeah, they'll for sure be there.
They'll be
the
there.
Festival.
So.
But I think y'all do a wonderful job, Danny, with what you're doing. And I love the fact that a lot of the employees stuck around when you come in because there was a lot going on, and you handled it very well, professional.
Well, thank you.
And you let them know, hey, as long as you're going to do your job, you'll have a place. And those employees, I'm going to tell you right now, I know I'm from there, some of the best. You mentioned John Ramsey. He's such a great guy.
Oh, he's a great guy.
He's smart, and he works hard, and all of his people work hard, and everybody in the city that works hard. And so the fire, they had a fire the other night.
They did.
Responded quickly and pretty much saved the house complete, you know, I think the basement had some damage or whatever.
Yeah, we're blessed to have Chief Matt White. He retired from the Cookeville Fire Department, mm-hmm. and he's been chief down there now since 2012 maybe, something like that, 13
He's been there a
years,
while, yeah.
Been there a while, and let me tell you something. It's, you know, when you think about the fire department, you know, he has 30 volunteers.
Wow.
30.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he sure does.
That's
and,
good.
And when there has a fire, they come out, and they do a great job. They saved that house the other night.
They sure
and,
did.
And, you know, we still have the same police department. I think that there's been two employed since I left, and they're great guys, young guys, very level-headed, and so we're good.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mayor. Appreciate you being on. Update us on Baxter. It's a great place to be. Appreciate all you do for me and all the community.
Thank you so much, Ben.
Remember, folks, it's a lot easier to smile. It is a frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. It's the only way we get through this life. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.